updates as soon as we get them. Lawmakers say a lottery bill is dead for this legislative session. The proposed constitutional amendment would have authorized a state lottery played with paper tickets but not with video lottery terminals. The bill narrowly cleared the Alabama Senate but stalled in the House. And a Dallas County judge has dismissed the case against three Selma police officers who were charged with making false statements. The Attorney General's office had accused the officers of giving false statements related to a case being investigated by the AG's office. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
It's fantastic.
It's Bargaritaville, Saturday, May 25th, from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. What? You never heard of Bargaritaville?
I know nothing. I am from Barcelona.
Well, let me tell you. It's the Memorial Day weekend party to end all Memorial Day weekend parties. Just bring a chair and a dish of your favorite food. Non-alcoholic beverages will be provided. But if you want something a little bit stronger and you don't mind sharing, bring it along. The Wetumpka Line Dancers will be there, and there'll be live music. For directions and to RSVP, call 334-279-7431. This event is co-sponsored by David Ernest from Ernest Financial, LLC. And I have it on good authority that Elvis might make an appearance. Don't miss Bargaritaville, Saturday, May 25th, from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. In the words of our president,
I always call it massive. Sometimes they say huge.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. April Marie Fogle from Conservatives for Better Leadership and ALtoday.com joins us. Her Wednesday meeting has been moved to Thursday.
With good reason. For good reason.
And why is that?
Our little guest here finished kindergarten yesterday.
Oh, you brought a superstar who is now, I guess, a first grader. Is that true? What is your name, young lady?
Isabella.
How was kindergarten? Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn anything?
I'm still learning how to tell time.
You're still learning how to tell time? What's the square root of 64?
I don't know.
I did not.
Are they not teaching anything in kindergarten these days?
Did you learn to read?
Yes. I have some friends that's in school, and one's name's Emmy, and I have, and see, her dad listens to the radio a lot,
Well, I mean, who listens, Dave?
And hey, everybody. Probably listening to this right now.
He probably is. As you know, Emmy, everybody listens.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
It's very exciting. She just gave her first ever shout out. Are you? How isn't right. it amazing that the?
I didn't get my first shout out till I was like 20.
So yeah, another 6-year-old sitting in Birmingham. We just made her day.
I'm telling you. Hey, I'll tell you what, young lady. It's my understanding you had a firm grasp of the reality of being on this program because you said before you got here that this show would make you famous. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Well,
and now you're famous.
Now you're famous. You don't think Emmy just heard you?
What?
I will say this. My younger kids do not distinguish between what I do and like what Jay Leno did.
Right.
Oh.
Like they I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You are famous.
In their minds.
You go out places and people recognize you.
Oh, they can't get enough of that.
They turn the radio on. They can hear Daddy's voice.
Oh, man. If you're with your kids out at a restaurant and some random person comes by, I mean, that's like, you might as well be Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan. Let's not be Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jordan, much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
Anyway, what's going on in the world of April Marie Fogel?
I'm just watching Session and what, can these guys not get it together there? So my two of my priorities this year were, one, free the grapes. Let people get wine shipped to their house. This is absurd that you can't do this in Alabama.
Correct.
You know what they punted to. So the House passed the bill. Oh, no. Senate. Yeah, House passed the bill. They've now changed it. Now they're going to study it. We need to study whether, what is there to study on shipping wine to homes? What are they afraid of? It is mind-boggling.
Well, you don't want young Isabella here ordering a case of Cabernet, do you?
No.
Nah, see, she doesn't.
She says no. No, but this is
couldn't
ridiculous.
Couldn't young people order booze to their house?
No.
Why?
Okay, well, good on the kids who are ordering booze from Napa as opposed to going down to the liquor store and getting Zimas, okay?
Well, but they can't go down to the liquor store. They're not 21 years old.
Again.
Also, beer and alcohol, malt liquor, not sold in liquor stores in Alabama. So the whole premise is wrong. Because communists like Barron want to keep the ABC ABC store and system alive.
It's ridiculous. Okay, and then the second bill was open records laws. Remember, I've been having trouble.
Yeah, they're all never the media. Fix that.
Okay.
No, that's a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, they're never going to fix it.
Very well played. So yeah, so now they're going to make a commission and study that one too.
That's insane.
They're going to put together a board or commission with a resolution. I want solutions, not bureaucratic nonsense.
I
want to smack somebody up there. I won't smack somebody. Please don't send Aaliyah up there to get me. But for real people, how about some actual solutions?
Such as chemical castration? Because that's what they were working on yesterday.
You know what?
Well,
I'm okay with that. Baron's looking at me. you're not a fan of chemical castration?
You really do like Muslims, don't you?
I'm against female genital mutilation.
Well, I'm going to say.
That was another thing. No, here's the thing. Is to me, pedophiles are the worst of the worst of the worst.
Agreed.
Of the worst.
They're the worst people on earth.
Of the worst. Right. And I wouldn't be opposed to death penalty for pedophiles, so.
I understand all of that, but.
If Johnny can't go hurt Timmy, I'm okay with that.
But, yeah, but. I want to hear from you, Isabella.
Isabella, do you think grown-ups should protect kids?
Yes.
So as long as we're doing it for the kids, we can pass anything.
As long as we're doing it for the kids.
Okay, pass absolutely anything. As long as we're doing it for the kids.
You know I'm messing with you. Okay. You realize I'm messing with you. That's a Democrat line. Yeah. It's for the poor kids.
So you don't agree with chemical castration? You think that's ridiculous? That's a little too far.
It's a little far. It's a little far.
And it sounds good on paper until you start thinking about the fact that that a 21-year-old who, you know, screwed around with his
15-year-old girlfriend.
But see, that's not the ones they're talking about chemically castrating. They're talking about you have to be the highest risk threat. They're not going to talk about, they're not talking about statutory rape in that way. They're talking about the actual, the people who pose real and legitimate threats and are never going to get better. This is a
mental... Well, if they're never going to get better, why do we let them out? Why do we let them out of prison?
Right.
Because we can't, because in our, unfortunately, we don't have death penalty for pedophiles, which
yeah,
I feel...
Yeah, but we have life in prison, huh? We have life without.
Yeah, they don't do that.
New York has life without. If you're
life without parole.
If you're deemed by a psychologist in New York that you are likely to reoffend, not beyond a reasonable doubt, will reoffend, right. But likely to reoffend, they don't have to
forever.
Let you out of prison.
Okay
wait, but it's actually, but that is actually extrajudicial. They don't actually have LWOP for them. They get released from prison, but or no, they finish their sentence, and then a judge says, this guy is likely to reoffend, so then they just
within
move
12
him over.
Months of the I tried one
of
these cases.
I think this is a Florida does the exact same thing.
Well, within 12 months of you finishing your sentence, you have to go to a psychiatrist,
right?
Hired by the Bureau of Prisons, and they determine whether or not you're likely to reoffend. And if the psychiatrist says yes, you don't get out. You have to retry the case and convince a jury you're not likely to reoffend.
Yeah,
what kind of 1984 stuff is that?
Yeah, let me let you in on a secret.
Yeah,
they're likely to reoffend.
Yeah, this is.
But you know what? So are thieves. So
correct.
I mean, all these people are likely to reoffend. I mean, the recidivism rate's like 60% in some crimes.
Yeah, but if somebody, like, you know, breaks into your car or your house, that doesn't ruin your life.
Yeah. I don't know. These are among the worst of the worst. I would be okay with keeping them in jail forever. I'd be okay with chemical castration. Yeah, again, it just depends. And I'm not talking the statutory rape people. I'm talking about the, I have an illness. I think I should be able to, you know, do what I want to do. The man-child. What is that website that there's the group about
NAMBLA.
That? Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
The North American Man-Boy Love Association?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Those fine gentlemen.
Hey, let me let you in on something. Liberalism is going to push this issue until pedophilia is perfectly acceptable. Within two generations, pedophilia will be acceptable.
You stop it right now.
They said the same thing about abortion. No society is going to accept killing their children. Now it's like 80% of the country's like, yeah, whatever. They said the same thing about birth control. They said the same thing about homosexuality. They said, I mean, everything is always going to go down that road. And if some group is out there pushing it, the tolerance monsters, who are, what's the word I'm looking for? Russian subterfuge, they will be right there behind it pushing it as well. They'll be right there behind it pushing it as well.
Hey, Isabella, I got a question for you. Who do girls marry and who do boys marry?
I don't know.
Girls marry boys, and boys marry girls. And what? and what if they a girl marries a girl?
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
Because if you do that, then it's gonna be like kind of like it's a little kind of like weird.
Okay.
Kids instinctively know that.
Yeah. So we teach the basics in my house.
Yeah. We
respect it. We will respect other people's lifestyles.
You know what my position is on? You know what my position is on gay marriage?
What?
As long as you have at-will divorces, essentially, as long as you have no-fault divorce and divorce and remarriage and abortion and everything else, then marriage is nothing more than companionship. And gay people should not be deprived of that same companionship.
Companionship and the ability to be under contract with one another. I'm totally
so
for getting the government out of.
Yeah, I'm totally in favor of gay marriage because of all that.
I'm okay with gay marriage, but
I understand historically that those weren't the realities of marriage, and so there was a historical pushback on it.
So my position is this, which is, and this coming from a woman who has an untraditional family, mind you, I have children out of wedlock. My position is, in a perfect world, you would have an intact traditional family. And that is to me the best thing. So if you ask me about my life and my lifestyle choices, I would say and not living up to the standard that I set for myself and the standard I want to hold my children to. I want them to have a loving, lifelong marriage.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, April Marie Fogle. She is from Conservatives for Better Leadership, altoday.com. And we will continue offending absolutely everybody in our audience. on the other side of the break.
I didn't mention my play-in music. Did you really play The Bee Is Back as my play-in song? Whoever suggested that, I love you.
It was suggested.
I know it was suggested, and I know by who.
No, it was not. Some say your life was sick, yeah, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble as you fall to the ground. And then someday your friends that stand beside.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Yesterday, I saw Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelry, Heirloom Jewelers just yesterday. Went by there, talked to
him.
Were
you buying me something?
I was not buying you anything. I
your
can
favorite...
Wrong.
Your favorite guest host, you were buying me
wrong.
No, I prefer conservative women.
Oh, my goodness.
I have yet to find a conservative position.
Oh, my goodness.
That you take. That's true. You take very few conservative positions, but we'll talk about that. Because I got to tell them about Heirloom Jewelry.
I want to hear about this jewelry. Are we still getting a free wedding band?
Yes, yes. Through the month of May, you get a free... No,
well, you gotta buy the wedding ring.
You gotta buy the engagement ring, and you get a wedding band.
You gotta have a guy to get you the engagement ring, and then the wedding band comes with the engagement ring up to a $500 value.
maybe if I didn't earn my theme, my play-in song...
The looks I'm getting. Go by Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. He will buy your jewelry. He'll give you top dollar. He showed me just yesterday, oh my gosh, a couple of really snazzy, beautiful pieces that our listeners had taken to him. And they were gorgeous. One of them was these gigantic aquamarine set of earrings that was just gorgeous. I mean, absolutely brilliant, brilliant. And he said, hey, a listener of yours brought me these earrings. You know, I'm going to
clean them up, sell them, and we'll be good to go. And this guy's going to walk away with cash.
Oh, so they like consign jewelry?
No, no, they buy it. They give you
they
cash.
They just outright buy it.
Yeah,
okay.
So you take them, like, say you got a ring, you know, it's got a diamond ring or whatever, and you walk in, he'll say $2,500 right there for you.
Nice.
And he just writes you a check right there on the spot.
Oh, that's better than consigning because you just get the
way
cash
better.
Right there.
Way better.
Probably
way better.
A lot higher than sketchy pawn prices,
too. Oh, my goodness. He absolutely is the highest guy in town. The highest guy
go
in
visit
town.
Visit him.
Nobody gets more money, gives more money for jewelry than Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He's on. He also has a great selection. You're going to be really wowed by his selection. He had some kind of polished sapphire yesterday, but instead of having the flat panels on it, it was rounded. Honey hush.
Hey, now.
Really, really beautiful piece. Really, really beautiful piece. Go by Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from the Do-Re-Mi Karaoke. And if you have a conservative woman in mind, you get a free wedding band. Free wedding band for conservative women. Actually, all women get it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. April Marie Fogle, Conservatives for Better Leadership, and altoday.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, and Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hey, darlings, how you doing?
Doing well, Jennifer. How are you?
Pretty good. So, what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah?
If it harms somebody, it don't need to be happening.
Okay. All right.
So, in situations like pedophilia, where you're dealing with someone who has a mental illness, an honest to God's mental illness, you can go look up in any old psychology textbook you want to. Who cares what the liberals say? They don't need to be walking around where they can do it again. But if you've got two gay people that want to get married, they ain't harming nobody. Let them have the happily ever after. This is the land of the free.
Yep, okay. Totally.
Yeah, I don't think you're disagreeing with anybody on this program. 272-9228. Who is this?
Ethel.
Ethel, what's on your mind?
What's up, Ethel?
I had to tell you that I went to see Troop Booth.
And what did Troop Booth have to say to you, Ethel?
It was an excellent purchase. Very professional. I do trust him. And I think that may be the most important component of buying jewelry.
You know
and
what?
I just had to call in.
It's a lot like a mechanic or a lot like your AC guy. I mean, if you're dealing in an industry you don't understand, you can really easily get ripped off. And in jewelry, it's the same thing. There are people in town notorious for ripping people off. You don't want to go to one of those people. Go to Troop Booth because he is notorious for being open, honest, transparent. He's GIA, gemological genius, GIA certified. He's amazing, truly, truly amazing. And I'm telling you, Ethel, your experience is not unmatched. Everybody else seems to have that exact same experience.
Well, I do trust him. His wife is lovely. And it's good to do business with people I think that you can just trust. And I just think that's the most important thing. And I just wanted to call in and say that.
I sure appreciate it, Ethel. Thank you.
Thank you, Ethel.
272.
I love it when the women call in.
I got to tell Troop somebody was just singing his praises.
He knows, because he's listening.
Well, why?
Because everybody listens.
No, excuse me, who listens?
Everyone.
Everybody.
Not everyone.
Not everyone. Oh, my goodness.
Every single person listens, Baron.
Every single
all
person.
All of the people listen.
Everybody.
All of the people.
Our number, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. If you want to get in. Again, April Marie Fogle joins us. You do take some traditionally non-conservative positions on a few issues here.
Oh, you just like that one issue, and if you bring it up again, I'm going to throw this mason jar at you.
Have you changed your mind yet?
Yes, you've convinced me. I give up. I surrender. I'm tapping out. My prior opinion, which we shall not state on the air ever again, is done. Hey, I laugh. It's highly entertaining, you thinking I'm a squish. There are people all over the country listening on the radio now just because my sweet daughter is here, and they're all going, when April Marie's a moderate, it's crazy.
You're a moderate.
I love you.
You're a moderate. You're not like a far right winger.
She's not a moderate about getting up in your grill and telling you what she thinks.
I am.
Are you?
No,
you're
I am a moderate. Not.
It's okay.
I'm not a moderate.
There's no shame.
Okay, besides
anymore.
That one issue,
guys,
name something
guys,
I'm a
guys,
moderate.
If there's anybody who's a moderate in the studio, it's clearly me, okay?
It's certainly not Isabella.
No, it's not Isabella. It's certainly not Baron.
She was in here.
No, I think I'll defend you. I think that you try to apply like a consistent thought to everything, and so you want to be like what you said. You're for getting government out of basically everything that you can.
Right.
And so if you look at it from that lens, I think you're consistent, even among the bugaboo issue that some people have. Because that's not a conservative or liberal issue, really, because it's a religious freedom issue.
That's true.
So
Dave here to put some sense into
I'm just saying, I kind of know how to analyze what
I have
think.
A very special guest on here.
Very.
Jack?
And how you darn?
Doing oh, my well. Goodness!
Is no. this the F. Jackson Campbell III?
This is Franklin Jackson Campbell III.
Wow,
oh.
We are blessed.
Wait a minute, Baron. It used to be Fitzgerald. What happened?
Oh,
well,
we love you so much.
I didn't know that someone downstairs had been calling you Frank this whole time.
Well, of course he has, and probably still would. Had I said? Anyway,
had you not said anything?
Jack, return a text or a call, my friend. I love you so much. Hearing your voice brings such joy to my heart.
Well, thank you, April Marie. I appreciate that. And hearing yours does, too, except this damn moderate versus conservative thing.
Well, she's a big one.
I'm a winger from way back. And for Dave Mallory to call himself a winger is a damn stretch.
Well, I didn't call myself a winger.
No, you said you weren't a moderate.
No, I said I am a moderate.
Says he is a moderate.
I was like, I'm so sorry. And I was also wrapped up the fact that nobody can pronounce air body.
There's three R's in air body, right, Jack? Air body.
Air body. And how you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, we should have hit you with that when you came on, but we didn't.
Well, here's the deal. I just went and to the limb people, the artificial limb, of course. And I should have a leg in about 4 weeks.
How Woo-hoo! About that? You get it fitted and all that kind of stuff?
They put a compression sock on it. I come back next week. They measure and they make them right there. And I'll be walking in 4 weeks.
You bring tears to my eyes.
Jack.
I really am just coming to see Baron like as a way to pass time until you get back. I come to see you, Jack, and the fact that you're not here has been breaking.
April Marie, I know the real fact is you go back every night, listen to the podcast, so you can hear your own voice. But that's all right.
You know me too well, Jack.
There are arrogant women in politics.
Let me tell
as well
you. You know my biggest oh, fear about driving around on Sunday afternoon?
What is that?
Is if I turn on our replay, someone will see me listening to myself on air. I'll be like, I knew it. He is arrogant.
Well, Baron, you shouldn't wear headphones in the car. That's a dead giveaway. anyway, guys, I had great news about
that,
my leg.
That's wonderful,
wanted to
Jack.
Call and say hi and thank everybody who's checked on me and texted me and, you know, prayed for me and all that good stuff.
That's awesome, Jack.
That's great news.
Very good news.
And to hear your voice. We appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad to hear all three of y'all on and have a great day. Is there that young child there?
Yeah, say hey, Isabella.
Isabella, say hi to Jack.
You got a fan hi. On the air. She said hi. Say
Isabella,
hi, Jack.
How you doing?
He wants to know how you're doing.
Well, I'm doing. I got Ken Register driving me around. It's like a...
Hey, Ken.
It's like being in... Well, it's like Formula One. You never know.
But are you on speakerphone? Can Ken can't hear us?
He hears the radio, yeah.
Oh, okay. He hadn't called in a long
time. All right, guys. Thanks a bunch. Right. I'll see you soon.
See you guys.
We love you.
Have fun.
Love y'all. Bye.
Well, I know I like Ken, but now he's driving Jack around. I mean, that's just like...
Well, I love
that's the Lord's work.
Ken's one of the great guys
Ken's
in
Ken's awesome.
That for was sure. a wonderful call. That was...
I know, right? Made everybody feel better.
That makes me feel so much better.
You know what makes me feel better? Clean, beautiful houses. That's Ooh. What Auburn House Wash does. They clean. Yeah, everybody hires a place. Come in and clean the inside of my house.
But pressure wash.
Yeah, no.
A
proprietary low-pressure system. That way it doesn't damage the brick. It doesn't damage the mortar. It doesn't damage the shutters, the windows, the vinyl, the wood, whatever covering you have. Paint doesn't mess with it. Pressure washing can strip all that stuff off, damage, cause all kinds of problems. Not at Auburn House Wash. They won't put up with any of that kind of damage. In fact, they've got $2 million worth of insurance just in case something is wrong. But nothing's going to go wrong. I'm telling you, nothing's going to go wrong. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com. Find them on Facebook, 826-WASH. 826-WASH is how you get in touch with them by telefono. See, I'm multicultural. our Hispanic brethren know how to get in touch with. Ocho, dos, seis, W-A-S-A-H, 826 Wash.
Thank you for that, Baron Coleman.
Hablas español?
Un poco.
Okay.
Isabella can speak Spanish.
You speak español?
Say adios.
You say taco? We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Check Chambers Memorial Day sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Check Chambers.
Check Chambers. Check Chambers.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only do we have a May heat wave, it looks like we'll be rewriting the record book over the next several days with a potential for tying and breaking several records through Monday. For today, sunny and hot, high temperatures somewhere in the middle 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, warm, dry, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, high temperature around 96 or 97. We'll probably have a record high in the upper 90s on Saturday. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, you know, 99 to 100, somewhere in there. We've never been to 100, so it would be the all-time record high in May for Montgomery. No rain in the forecast until perhaps somewhere in the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
back into News and Views. I got Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, April Marie Fogle from AL Today and Conservatives for Better Leadership. Her sweet, what, six-year-old daughter?
How old are you? Six.
I nailed it. I'm good at that. I got kids on all ages in this record. So
true.
I got it. I nailed six. I had a six-year-old. Actually, I had 4 6-year-olds, but now they're all older than that. Do you have anybody you want to say hi to, Isabella, that might be listening from another city?
Yes.
Who?
My friends.
What are their names?
Leslie.
And? Oh, just your friend Leslie? Where is she listening from?
Washington, D.C.
We are national, Dave.
Well, I mean...
We are national.
Yeah, I mean...
Everybody?
Everybody.
I'm going to get it. Everybody.
A conservative would know that. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Have you ever been to Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
I have twice now. I love it. They were doing a fundraiser last time we were there.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen is one of the most amazing places on the planet. I went just this week, and I went old school. I got spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm.
Dave got the special with a salad.
It really is a gem.
It is absolutely. I'm telling you, I've lived all over the country. I've lived in big cities and small cities. I've lived in rural areas. I've lived in the Northeast and the Midwest and the South and South Florida. I have never come across a place like Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I just haven't. It is wonderful.
You know how many states I've been to, Baron?
How many?
49.
Have you really?
Wow. No, sorry, wait, 47.
Which states have you not been to?
47. There's two that would be obvious if I've only been to
Alaska
47.
And Hawaii?
Not been to either of those.
And
I've not been to North Dakota.
North Dakota? I've been to Alaska.
Because, like, why would you,
I went on my honeemoon.
Mm. Why would you?
I was in Alaskantation. What are they, Alaskans?
Alaskan.
Boring.
Just saying.
You got to go through Vancouver. Losers.
Been to 47 states and never been to a place even close to Midtown.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen. When I bring people in from out of town, that's where we go. And every single one of them is like, I didn't know you had cuisine like this in Montgomery.
It's really good. The problem is the couple times I've gone right back, I've gotten on the road to drive to Birmingham afterwards, and I eat
too
my
full.
Weight in food because you can't stop.
It's too good.
You can't stop.
Too delicious.
And so it's like one of those problems where it's a good problem to have. I was like, I'm not leaving this food here. It's not going to make it to Birmingham, and therefore I have to eat it, and it's amazing.
It's wonderful.
If the worst thing you can say about a place is you can't leave the food, that's
three out of three
something.
People on the radio on 93.1 right now agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's unanimous.
It's 100%.
It's the same like percentage of people that in Canada that listen. I mean, it's.
Oh, we had a Canadian caller last time I was here.
It's because we were huge in Canada.
We were massive in Canada. Massive.
We have a logo version where it's there's the maple leaf like behind the mic
instead of the microphone on the news talk logo. There's a maple leaf.
What's behind the mic?
Yeah,
that's not a maple leaf. That's a pot leaf.
That's a maple leaf.
Just messing with you.
Well, it would make more sense if it was a pot leaf on this station.
I mean, I was
ethics complaint filed against Circuit Judge Marvin Wiggins. Marvin Wiggins, is he still on the ASU board?
I don't know, but
that's
I should
good
look that up.
Question.
I think he was for a long time. This is the third time he's been suspended from the bench.
What for?
One time he was forcing people to get, he gave people an option.
Mm-hmm.
You can give blood or you can stay in jail.
Oh, I remember that. That was fun.
One time he, this time he was talking with the clients without their lawyers knowing. Like, he was negotiating directly with the clients around the... Allegedly.
Now, this is a lawyer.
He is not on the board.
I was going to say, is he a board sort of... Like a bar association lawyer?
Yeah, I mean, he's a... Yeah.
Because you know better than that. Isn't that the kind of thing you could lose your... Like, if you, Baron, went to the other side in a court case to their client, couldn't you lose your license for that?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. If you're a judge and you lose your license, do you...
You can't be a judge.
They ought like you.
You're out.
You have to resign.
So wouldn't the prudent way to go about handling this man's shenanigans is to file instead of an ethics complaint, a bar complaint.
Yeah, that's not doing anything. The bar's not very good at investigating bar complaints.
Yeah, I don't know. This is really good. This is really good radio.
Sorry. I'm over here telling secrets.
She was asking a question.
Okay. So that judge just needs to have his license revoked and call it done.
Cool story out of Mobile in the Tensaw Delta Bay. I don't know if you saw this. The Clotilda, the last American slave ship found in Alabama, according to the Alabama Historical Commission. They thought they found it last year.
Yeah.
How do you think you find a ship? Either you did or you didn't.
It's well, like, but they found a ship. They just thought it was the Clotilda.
And it wasn't that one.
But it turned out to be some other ship that it was like shipwrecked or something. But they found this one, and it's good. They're pretty sure this is the Clotilda. Because it had pig iron. What the heck is pig iron?
It's like a form of steel, isn't it?
I don't know. You know what pig iron is?
Yes. Do I look like the kind of woman that would know what pig iron is?
I don't know.
Crude iron is first obtained from a smelting furnace in the form of oblong blocks.
Oh.
Intermediate product of the iron industry, also known as crude iron. So, like I said, kind of a form of steel.
Okay. I never heard of it. Pig iron. But anyway, the Clotilda has been found, that piece of history. Now, in finding this, I got on a rabbit trail last night for like an hour.
Not about pig iron, apparently.
No, not about pig iron. About the descent, because I wondered what happened to the descendants of the slaves that came over in 1860 on the Clotilda.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is, you know where they settled? In Plateau, just north of Mobile.
Isn't that where Africatown is?
Yes. Yeah. And that's where they settled, because they were only in slavery like 4 or 5 years. So they didn't lose all of their...
traditions and...
Yes, they didn't lose all their customs.
All their history.
And so they moved to... Plateau, or just north of Mobile, Africatown, and kept all the customs. And some of these people still spoke their native language up until like the 1950s. It's really a fascinating history. Needs to be studied more. I'm not sure why I didn't know all that existed. That's a fascinating piece of Alabama history that I think is unique to Alabama. I don't know any other area that has a story like that. Or maybe they do, but they just don't cover it for whatever reason. History written by white men, obviously, but...
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part. What were you just showing me?
I was just showing you that Alabama may adopt make or break reading tests for third graders. If you can't read, you can't go to fourth grade.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
If you can't read, you shouldn't be in third grade.
Are you ready to hear...
How did they not weed you out in kindergarten?
Are you ready to hear the number of individuals students...
Oh, Lord.
Okay, that they think that this is gonna affect as of right now, if this passes? 10,000.
Good.
That means there are 10,000 students in... public schools in the state of Alabama who are not reading at a third grade level.
Can I let you on a secret?
Grade. Yeah.
I used to teach post-high school classes to people. Accounting, medical law, and ethics class. You know how many of my people couldn't read?
A lot of them.
Oh, don't tell me this.
It was a substantial percentage.
There was a literacy problem?
They could read some. Some of them could read all.
Right.
And some of them could read next to nothing. But the kind of the median person could read most of the English language. But if you, like, I had a written project, a paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
I need a paragraph. I need a topic sentence. I need some supporting sentences. And I need a concluding sentence.
Correct.
And that was on the test. You know how many of them got full credit?
Ooh.
Zero the first semester I was there. Wow. First quarter I was there. Zero.
That's sad. Is what that is.
Could not write a paragraph. And these were people with Montgomery, Alabama high school degrees. So my thing is, if you have to shut them down in third grade and hold them back until they learn to read, then do it.
Isabella, you're just finishing up kindergarten. Do you want to talk to us about reading a little bit? Do you like to read?
Yes.
Oops. Talk to me about reading. Do you read in kindergarten? What kind of words do you read?
I kind of read like, we have, like, a word wall that has, like, some words.
Sight words. So they've got a word wall with sight words.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how many you got right on your test?
No.
So she got 35 out of 40 of her sight words for the end of the year test. She's rocking and rolling those sight words.
Good.
We have, like, is and the and, like, the or, like, a we or, like, a... We have, like, lots of them.
All right. So my point is part of how she learned those words is it's my responsibility to make sure she is keeping up with her peers.
Right.
And when I had the baby, she got a little behind because we weren't working together as much.
Right.
And the difference it makes, the parental participation... so maybe this will bring attention to parents if their kid's being held back, if they're not just being passed forward because they...
Social promotion. They're trying to end social promotion.
Yeah, I like it. I support this. Where are you on this bill?
Oh, I support it. I don't think you should hold them back more than 1 year. Maybe hold them back 1 year in third grade and then catch them again in like seventh grade and hold them back again. But you don't want like a 14-year-old third grader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well...
The problem is if you have people who are so far below grade level that they're causing trouble for the rest of the class because they can't move forward. If you have so many students who can't read, that's problematic for everybody.
It is, but, you know, then you got to pull them out and, you know, give them remedial training and things like, I mean, like, if a kid can't read by third grade, they should spend the entire third grade year reading. And guess what? If they can't read because the electricity's not on the house, you got to find that out too.
Yeah.
You got to figure out like what's the impediment here? Is it an actual learning disability or is it lack of trying, lack of caring? You know, there's different ways to motivate people. It's like we were talking about before about everybody going to college, and that they should what we should really do is invest in high school in counseling.
Right.
I mean, and so that you know because
so people
look,
have aware of what they can do.
If the kid can't read, like. There's probably something else going on.
It's true.
Than just not caring about the schoolwork. And if it's a public school, then you got a problem and you got to have somebody intervene.
No, I agree. Hey, when we get back from break, can tell y'all about the coolest, and it's going to sound like a promo, but I think it's awesome, something the Forestry Association's doing?
Sure.
You can, but I want to tell everybody, special order calendar for the Senate just came out. Bills up today that you guys might actually care about. The Provisional Teaching Certificates Bill by Senator Chambliss. They're going to extend it from 1 year to 2 years. I guess that's something to pay attention to.
We're having a hard time getting teachers in our rural schools and our bad schools. We got to do what we got to do.
Emergency. I mean, honestly, we don't have budgets, but we're going to deal with Consumer Protection, Alabama State of Emergency Consumer Protection Act, enhanced criminal penalties provided under certain conditions. Military bases, counties and municipalities, formation of redevelopment authorities to finance projects contiguous to operating or closed military bases. Authorized emergency vehicles, volunteer firefighters may use personal vehicles as emergency vehicles with purple emergency lights. I mean, this is the stuff we're focused on. I do want to point everybody's attention, the fantasy sports bill by Representative South, being carried by a bipartisan group, the Senate Minority Leader Singleton and Tom Whiteley, whose girlfriends fall down. That is on the special order calendar. It's last. I don't know whether they'll get to it, but it's on there.
Whose girlfriends fall down? I liked that.
Go read the police report. That's what happened. 11 minutes till the top of the hour. More with April Marie Fogle, Dave Mowry, and Baron Coleman on the other side of the break.
And Isabella
on the other side of the break.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pools, picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer, but there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package. Featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best in class whole home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the Ultimate Internet Package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Summertime, and the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louie, we gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm, it gets harder.
Alright, if I had money to bet, this song came out a week ago Tuesday. If I had money to bet, I would say this song is going to be a massive super hit.
Who is this? I like it.
Lana Del Rey.
I like it.
Doing Time remake. I think it's fire. I think this song is going to be huge this summer.
This is a very sultry voice.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
You don't know Lana Del Rey?
I like Lana.
Yeah, she's fire. She's good. All her songs kind of have that breathless, sultry, lounge singer sound.
Is that her?
Yes.
You guys are missing some smooth bear and dancing skills over here.
I can rock.
I didn't see that one coming, Baron.
I can't rock like Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto can, because that guy can rock your car back into shape. Guys, if you need anything for brakes, tires, oil changes, tune-ups, plugs and wires, belt changes, standard, you know, your 10,000, 50,000, 60,000, 100,000 mile service. Anything at all you need, Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto can take care of it. And he's got a great deal for you. If you drop your car off in the morning, he'll fix it that day and have you back riding in all likelihood that afternoon. He'll let you know up front if you're not going to be able to get to it. But, you know, you just drop in. Just drop in. Say, man, just drop your car off in the morning. He'll make sure you get safely to work if you work right here in the River Region. Now, he's not taking you to Birmingham. He's not running you to the Atlanta airport. But if you work around here, he'll get you to work. And come back, get your car in the afternoon, and you're riding back home. You're riding back home the same day. It's amazing. Same day service on tires, brakes, all that kind of stuff. Jenkins Tire and Auto, he's on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. He's one block off of Madison.
The corner. Para.
Para and Jefferson. To be dressed from head to feet, come on down to Perry Street. That was an ad.
That was impressive.
That was an ad. Come on down to Perry. But the when she did her arm, it was not timed with come on down. It was like, come on down to Perry Street. This was an ad that ran about 20 years ago on local television here.
It happens.
Jenkins Tire and Auto, my friend. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Get by there when you get an opportunity. And, man, everything from fleet management, private service. They got a service truck. They can do tractors, tractor trailers, 18-wheelers. Any kind of equipment, basically, he can take care of. But cars, that's what he loves to do, cars. And he wants to do, you know, consumers. You know, consumers. He'll do your fleet, but he also wants to take care of your, like, personal vehicles as well. Jenkins Tire and Auto right there on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Our number 272-9228. Got about 5 minutes here left in the top of the hour.
Two things I want to discuss.
All right.
You ready? So one is a medical marijuana bill.
I hear it's back on the... Here's the text I got that is back on the committee calendar.
So here's what they're going to try to do this year is they're going to have a commission to set up the rules and standards to submit for the legislature to adopt next year.
Good.
But I think that's a... You know how strongly I feel against boards and commissions studying things. It makes me insane. But this is one of those where you got to get your P's and Q's in order. So
just admit, if they ever pass medical marijuana in the state, it will be unusable.
What do you mean it'll be unusable?
As in they'll, like, make it so you can't, like, where
nobody's getting high.
Right.
They'll have some framework in place, but they're like seven disabled kids able to use it.
Well, so that, and Florida is dealing with this now. They passed medical marijuana. They passed it by a constitutional amendment, and now the legislature had to figure out implementing, and it was a hot mess of a situation.
Same with giving felons their voting rights back.
Yeah, that's a hot... Hey, I am supportive of what Florida's trying to do there because...
The governor isn't.
because what they're saying is... You haven't paid your full debt to society just by sitting in jail. You haven't paid your full debt unless you've paid your restitution and court costs.
Yeah.
And
correct.
People are saying this is a poll tax. And
I was just going to say, so that's a poll tax.
And
but,
so...
You know.
No, it's not.
But it's not.
If you have a lien on your house, can you pay? If you have outstanding, you vote?
Not related to crime.
Can you vote? If you have a parking ticket, can you vote? If you have an outstanding warrant, can you vote? Every bit of that. Don't give me that.
If you are a felon.
No, but here's the thing. Nowhere was this in the law that was written.
If you are a felon.
What do you mean nowhere was this in the law
that was passed?
If you fulfilled your sentence, so but then, restitution is a part of your sentence.
I mean, so then they're adding that ex post facto. Come off it.
No.
My moderate friend, you are totally.
They're trying to get around the spirit of the bill.
Let's explain what's happening.
They're following the letter.
You guys are arguing, and we've not explained what happened. In Florida, they passed a bill that I am in favor of that says once you finish your sentence, you can vote. That they're no longer like you were a felon in the 1970s and you can't vote. All right? But you have to have completed the requirements of your sentence in order to vote. And that's the way Florida's interpreting it. And all the liberals are saying, wait a minute. You know, as long as you're out of prison. Well, being out of prison is not completing the requirements of your sentence. You might have parole you have to do. You might have to go live in a halfway house. You might have all these other stipulations. You might owe fines. You might owe penalties. And if you haven't paid all that back, you've not fulfilled your debt to society.
Okay, so I'll give you an example. So what if I, did something wrong, got out of jail, paid all the restitution, okay, but I was still on parole? Mm-hmm. You're saying you can't?
Yeah. See, that's not finishing your sentence. But your sentence includes parole.
That's trash.
No, it's not. You get your voting rights back.
Don't
kill somebody.
I don't plan on it.
Then you'll be able to vote.
So that's, yeah, it's incredibly, but I had one of the funniest tweet wars was the attorney who supported this going after Andrew Gillum, the Democrat candidate for governor, saying, you have all this money in your campaign, so if you're going to whine about this, take the millions of dollars you've got in your campaign account and pay off these guys' debts.
Sure.
And if you want them to vote for you next time around, pay off all their debt. And Andrew was like, I'm registering people to vote. And he's like, no, not the same thing, my friend.
Or just take up a collection.
That's true.
Do a GoFundMe for these guys, and all the liberals can donate.
Well, exactly.
I agree with all that.
Exactly, yeah. But they have to pay.
You got to finish your sentence.
Yeah.
You have to finish your sentence, or you've not paid your debt to society. You know, that's the way it is. Guys, it's noonish.
Okay, Isabella's got to say goodbye.
Bye, Isabella.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Say thank you for listening.
Thank you for
listening. Can you say everybody?